Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fiction, science fiction, horror, fantasy, crime, LGBT, thriller.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now entered the House of Mystery with your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCRW 106.5 FM Los Angeles, 102.3 FM Riverside,
and 105.0 AM Palm Springs.
Welcome back into the House of Mystery. Al Warren here, and that's Mr. Michael Hawley.
Hello, Al.
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty well. Buffalo is still wet and cold and miserable.
Well, it's that way till June, isn't it?
Yeah. So I just want to let you know that.
Well, that's good. It's been sunny here, but I've been all miserable and cold. So I don't know what's going on.
Jeez. I mean, this has been lasting a long time for you, Al.
Yeah, it's tough when you get this age, you know? Things just don't move along like they used to.
You should have done what I did. At 40, I started counting backwards, so I'm like 26 now.
Oh, that's what happened.
See?
And you color your hair gray. That's not real.
It's Grecian gray. Yes, it is.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, I knew that. Well, let's see. Now, today we've got a singer, actress, and all that stuff joining us. So today we've got, all the way from the UK, Miss Chloe Rose. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be on the show with both of you.
Great. Nice speaking with you.
So here we are. What's going on? So you're making music. You're acting. Looks like you're doing all sorts of stuff here. How did you get into this life? Like, where did it start for you?
Crikey! Well, if I go right back to the beginning, when I was about, I'd say 6 years old, maybe seven, actually maybe eight, something like that. And it all started because I began to love the Spice Girls, which was a popular band in the UK at the time. And then I remember going on holiday to Spain and I'd watched Titanic and I was obsessed with the song My Hat Will Go On, and I loved Celine Dion. And I started singing it really loudly, and then we went to a karaoke bar. Right. Well, there you go. That's where it all started.
Did you get arrested?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I was only seven, you know. But I was with my family. It was all safe and stuff. And, I went on the karaoke and I sung My Heart Will Go On. And the whole room, you couldn't hear a pin drop. And my mum and dad thought, oh, I think she's got something. And then loads of people kept coming up and saying, gosh, what a big voice for, you know, such this little girl sort of thing. And then from then on, that was it from that age. And, you know, I'm a lot older than that now, but it's always been such a passion of mine. You know, the thought of being on stage, making music, it just transforms you as a person. And I mean, I think it's an incredible journey when you listen to different music, like yourself with your radio shows and things. And when you're putting music on, it does, doesn't it? It just makes you feel in a certain place. You can reminisce about something you felt last week, or you can attach a time to it. And, you know, you can feel excited, sad, right, happy, every sort of emotion. So, yeah, I could never not have music in my life, really, since, well, it all started when I was a kid. There you go.
Yeah. You caught the bug then.
Oh, yes. It won't go away, I'm afraid, you know.
Well, but how did you take it a step further? But, like, because you can sing and you've got some stuff there, but there's a lot of people that can. How did you start writing songs yourself, and what, where did that all kind of come together?
Yeah, I think I started doing singing competitions from quite a young age, and I started to do, you know, quite well with them. I don't want to be arrogant or anything like that, but it seemed to go very well. And then after that, I got sort of quite, you know, confident with things, and I began to write about things that I'd experienced, stories that I'd heard. And then, say, like in my teen years, you know, we go through heartbreak and things like that. And I just kind of thought, you know what, I'm going to write a song about it, about how I'm feeling at the time. And I sometimes think, I guess like Adele, really, that the best songs come from the heart. The best songs come from people that can be authentic about their feelings and put that emotion out there, and wanting other people to feel that they can relate to it and not feel alone. And it just all started from that, really. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to put my thoughts down on paper. And that's just how it happened, really. And then since then, I went to the UK Songwriting Festival, and I was so happy to sort of get chosen to do that. And it was about 42 of us in this, well, was it 42, something like 20? But it was all around the world, and they'd come to this place in Dundee. And, we just wrote like loads of different songs that week. We collaborated with each other. And,
oh, you wrote that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I guess I couldn't help it. It just started, and it's never stopped since, really. And the opportunities that have come along the way have been great too, so...
Yeah, it looks like it's led to some. You've got some acting roles behind you, and modeling, and all of that. So you kind of like doing that as well?
Oh yes, absolutely. You know what's hilarious though? I'm only little. You know, I'm about 5'4". And when you talk about the modelling thing, well, I was never one where I thought, oh, I'm gorgeous and all this. I didn't think any of that. But there was this competition, and first of all, it was called Miss British Isles. So I thought, oh, I'll enter it. And, you know, and then I thought there was another competition called Miss Great Britain as well. And I thought, I'll go for that, because it was the talent section. I wasn't really thinking about looks or anything like that. I was more thinking about, oh, I wanted to help people. And sort of with those pageants, it's about bringing something back to other people and helping through charity work. And it's not really, I think sometimes people think, oh, it's all about the look. But no, it's not really. It's about who you are inside and, you know, what you can bring back to others. And I went on this stage, right, little old me, I'm only tiny, and I couldn't believe it. There was these gorgeous models, 6 foot, and little old me walking on there. And then when they said, you Miss Lincolnshire, I thought, you're joking. You know, I couldn't believe it. And then got into the finals. So as I always say to people, you've got to go for it. Whatever it is, just have confidence and you can do it. Anything is possible if you just go for it. And that's what I tell my kids at school, because as well as a singer, a songwriter, I'm also a drama teacher. Want to encourage students in any way that I can to sort of make them believe in themselves and, you know, put them up there, ready for their future career, I guess.
Well, I see when you were a finalist in Miss Great Britain and you were crowned in the Miss Lincolnshire. Did you push down those other big 6 foot models? Did you trip them or do something?
Oh, that is hilarious. I know I didn't. You know, with these pageants though, I think in the past, I think sometimes people will think, oh, I bet there's a lot of, you know, what's the word, sort of cattiness and things like that. But yeah. You know what? There was absolutely lovely. Like, all the girls were just gorgeous inside and that. And I think that was what's so nice, because I think, you know, when you watch films and things, sometimes it's stereotypical that, oh, God, there's going to be a bit of cattiness. But there was none of that at all. There was all really nice. No, I didn't trample on anyone, I promise. Oh. I'm not like that. I'm too soft. Well, it's
you were voted fourth place in the poll for the 50 sexiest men and women in Lincolnshire in 2018. Well, I was voted number one.
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
I was the sexiest man alive in Lincolnshire
2018. Do you know and what? Yes. I
pushed people all over the place. I tripped people over, you know. I put ants in some people's underwear. I did all sorts of stuff. You know.
I tried to get that first place, but I couldn't beat you. You know, it was too good. I tried.
Yeah, no, my shiny head could not be beaten. They couldn't take the glare. They couldn't see how to vote. They just voted in man. Oh, see? That's terrible. Oh,
and that embarrassed the six-footers because their eyes were blinded. Yeah. I get it. I see.
Yeah, you do what you have to. So when you're writing music now, do you ever, you know, we talk to a lot of writers too and filmmakers and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's personal and stuff to you, but does it come out of the blue for you, or do you actually, something happens and then you think about it and then you write? Like, what's your process when you're going to put together a song?
So, when I'm going to put together a song, sometimes, like you said, it could be a feeling, it could come to me in that moment. And there is times where I get writer's block and I think, oh my gosh, you know, I can't just sit down and think, right, I'm going to write the song today. It'll just depend on the emotion that I'm going through. But when I do start the process of writing one, it's usually where I'm playing chords on the piano and I'm just humming a tune. There's no words. It's literally just creating a melody over the top of the chords. And when I find chords that are quite like in terms of the transition and the way they sound, that's when I start to sort of add the humming onto it, and then I begin to create the lyrics from that. But there is different ways where I can have a notebook that I've got, and I'll just write loads of different notes. It could be thoughts I'm feeling, and then I'll start to compile that together, and I'll think, oh, that fits there and this fits there. But every time I write a song, it's different. And you know what I find the most exciting? It's after the process of writing it, it's the recording studio. It's getting in there, it's getting stuck in, and then seeing how the song can change. Because you could think, right, I'm writing a pop song today and it's going to be super upbeat, but then it might turn out to be a ballad. Do you know what I mean? It could change completely, right. And an instrument could massively change how it's going to sound through production. So, yeah, it's exciting as the process goes on. It's more and more exciting because really you don't know what's going to be the end product, you know.
Right, right. So what your surroundings and what's happening around you definitely affects it. So like during pandemic time, it would be a different feel than what it would be in normal times, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. And that was something that inspired my writing as well. And I think because there was less chance to sort of, I mean, you must have had the same thing as well, because it's difficult and doing quite a lot of stuff online. So it was hard to sort of go out and gig. So, but in a way, it was a pro, like a positive, if that makes sense, that I could just concentrate more on songwriting rather than sort of going out and gigging. So at that time, in some ways, it was quite good.
Did you sing about bad hair days and Boris Johnson?
And Boris Johnson. Oh, dear, that's hilarious. Well, you know, I haven't done that yet, but I could well do. That could be the next song, you know.
You never know. Now, we're going to play a couple of your songs. So now the first one we're going to play, of course, is called The Sky Is Falling, or Sky Is Falling. And so what can you tell us about that song? What's that about?
Yeah. So sometimes I like to leave a little bit of mystery, just because I think with the audience, whenever you hear a song, you kind of attach your own thoughts and interpretation of it. But I'll tell you a little bit because I can't resist. So it's a little bit about a play on words in a way, but when it's about sky is falling, it's kind of, I was writing about the end of the world, which sounds a bit sad. It's not really meant to be. And it's kind of about, say, if it was the end of the world, who would you spend that moment, those last moments with? And that's kind of what it was about. But when I picture the song, I kind of see it in like a movie in the background. But that might sound a bit dark, actually, guys, but I don't intend it to be too dark, honestly. I'm quite cheery.
When did you write it? Election Day?
Election Day. Oh, gosh. I tell you what, you're absolutely hilarious, you two. You're a good team, aren't you? You make me chuckle.
Yeah, well, that's what we're supposed to do, right?
Absolutely. Well, that's it. Brighten people's
day. That's how we find out who Chloe really is.
That's right? It.
You know, we have to get below that, you know, that all that nice stuff. There's more going on here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Out the window, scared what you might say, 'cause we're waiting for the world to end. We'll see this talking, us after you, when the sky is falling.
Talking you're so interested in the songwriting. It reminds me of Taylor Swift, how she was a great singer, but also, you know, like her songwriting. So, and then also the two songs I listened to were "Hopes and Dreams," and then "Hearts on the Line," and then I get that Taylor Swift feeling. So, I think that's a great thing.
Wow, that's a massive compliment. Thank you so much. I absolutely love Taylor Swift. I really do. Amazing songwriter and singer.
Yeah, and I could not sing a song at all whatsoever.
Oh, hey, with a little bit of practice, maybe we could all, you know, sing a song and do a trio. You never know. Bit of practice on a song. And
although I did see that you did a Christmas, some Christmas songs as well.
Yes.
So that's why I would love to hear those Christmas songs.
Oh, yes. Oh, I tell you, my favourite Christmas song is Santa Baby. I absolutely love that one. Kylie Minogue does a good version of that one. But, I thought, you know, it was a big risk It really was a big risk. But I just thought the other year, I thought, you know what, I'm going to write a Christmas song. And the thing is, it's hard because it's got to be a bit extra cheesy that sometimes you think, oh, are people going to like it? You know, is it a bit of a risk? Because if you don't get it right, mm-hmm. you know, it can be worse than if it's just a song that's not Christmas, if you know what I mean. But yeah. I think it went well, and that's the main thing. And I enjoyed doing it. So, mm-hmm. you know, a win-win either way,
right.
really.
Right.
Well, it's got to be cheesy. Right? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas, you've got to have a little bit of that. Because the people that like it are cheesy or they're in a cheesy mood.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me.
So I hope that's good. That's me, too. I like to be cheesy.
And so when you write these songs, yes. is there something you want people to get out of your music when you do it? Or is it just entertainment for you? Or are you just wanting people to feel a certain way?
I guess in some of my songs, I really want people to be inspired to sort of push for the dreams, I guess. You know, just don't give up. Because there has been a lot of bumps in the road, and that's challenges in life in general, just like with previous experiences. And just sort of saying that no matter what you go through, you know, whether that's mental health, whether that's unfortunate things that do happen in life, you can get through it and you're not alone. And I kind of like to write songs that make people feel uplifted and feel good, but also make people think that, you know, you're not alone. We all have those sad times sometimes, and then we all have uplifting times too. So it's a bit of a mix, because sometimes I can do the sad type of music and then the more upbeat music. So one of our songs, Butterfly, it's about, like, you know, embracing who you are. That sounds cheesy, crikey. Honestly, I feel like I'm a big, that's about uplifting others, and just I want them to feel good about themselves. And you know, just don't be anything but yourself. Be proud of who you are, and no matter who you are. And I think it's great to be different and great to be unique, you know.
There you go. No.
That's what I want people to feel anyway. But if they don't, that's fine. I drive me best. I can only try and invest with it.
Did you write that for Harry and Meghan?
Oh, possibly. Oh, dear. Sorry.
I'm getting you in trouble here.
Oh, no. You're okay. Don't you worry. You do what you want to do.
What's your favorite song you've written? Or what's the song, maybe not favorite's the word, but the one that sticks with you, the one that means the most to you?
I would say my first ever release was Golden Dreams, not Golden Sun, because there's two different ones, one Golden Sun, one Golden Dreams. But it was my first song that I released, and it got like a lot of support through the UK. There's a radio, like full radio station in the UK, and it's called BBC Introducing, and all the different stations around the UK, like regionally, they will play local artists around the area and things like that. And I got my play on Golden Dreams, and it did really well on like Radio Lincolnshire, BBC Radio Humberside, and I got a massive support. And I remember it reached quite a lot of listeners. I think there was like 15,000, 30,000 sort of online, because they shared a live video of me singing it. And that was just a really special moment, because it was like the first time people had ever heard the song, I guess. And and I thought, you know what, I can do this. And it's just, you know, gone on from that, really.
Nothing right, nothing wrong.
Each time you put a song together or a couple of songs together and you get it recorded, how do you think it changes you, or how does it work for you?
Yeah, it feels different every time I'd say that I record something, but it's a strange one. You know, like with being an author and things and writing books, it's almost like that, but in a different way, where every song I write, it's like a chapter of a book. It's like a journey in life where, oh gosh, this is sounding a bit deep, isn't it? Crikey. I don't want to, you know, go too deep with it. But yeah, I just see every song that I do as a different chapter of my life. Some of it's quite biographical, but each time it changes. So as you grow up, you know, it matures, or like anything, I guess. So it has got a personal touch to it.
I would imagine it would have to connect with people, right? You know?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, otherwise it wouldn't connect as well. So who are your other inspirations, or who do you like in the music world?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
besides me.
There is so many. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're awesome, obviously. But I'm number one. You were made it to number one. You know, yeah. I only got four.
Yeah, well.
Well, one of you. You know what I'm like. Yeah, I would say Kate Bush.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that might be, yeah, she's incredible. And I know she's done really well now. With, like, the series coming out of Stranger Things, I know she's sort of been played right this moment. You know, she's getting quite popular, but he's been out for years. Yeah. You know, I've grown up with her since I was a young child. And I think, you know, what inspires me the most about Kate is that she's so theatrical. She's got such a unique voice, and she brings something to the table that not many artists have. You know, when she sings, it's like she's telling a story. She's so emotive. I don't feel many people can create that.
Right. I just
think she's incredible. Sorry, I keep going on about it. I can't.
No, I agree. I mean, I'm older, so, but I was in the clubs listening to Kate Bush and.
Was you?
Yeah, I'm old, you know.
Oh, so, no, you're not old. You're doing great.
I was with her the first round. And
yes.
We always, you know, that I thought she was pretty fascinating, right? It's kind of like Queen in a sense of sometimes it's theatrical and sometimes, but there's a real story, and yeah. Yet she's I know what you're saying. It's pretty amazing. Yeah,
it is, isn't it? I've never seen anything like it. Even now, I think she's one of those standout artists for me that you always remember, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she just embraces who she is, and she's not afraid to sort of be a bit out there, because some of the music, some of the videos you watch, they're quite out there, aren't they? If you know what I mean. It's not,
yeah.
You know, your bog standard, oh, I fall in love with a partner and this, that and the other. It's, you know, someone's in the forest, she's, you know, running through the trees, and it's all a little bit out there. I don't know. And the way she, sorry, I'm going on about it. I can't so apologize. I need to stop. But when she's dancing, and she brings a dance into it as well, which I really liked. I thought that was different. But anyway, no more of that. No. I keep going on with
no more dancing.
Yes. Oh, I wish I could dance. I really do. I tell you what, I walk into a theatre, you two, and I start dancing, everybody leaves. Dear me. So I can act and I can sing, but can I dance? I've got two left feet. I cannot.
Well, speaking of your acting, I have a question about that, because your songwriting,
oh, yes.
you put yourself and your personal, your emotion into it. But acting is like you have to portray someone completely different.
Yes.
Is there a big difference for you, or do you enjoy acting as much as you do songwriting, or?
I love acting. I love the fact of, like you're saying, embodying a different character each time. But if I had to choose between them, I'd say music's my absolute first love, and then I'd say that acting's my second. But I feel like they both sort of intertwine. So when I'm on stage, with some songs, I might try and bring a character into it. Because one of my songs, Hopes and Dreams, I know you two had mentioned that earlier. I tried to go on the aspect of two different people. So a dark side and a light side with the actual video. It's split into two people.
Okay.
two of me, basically. So,
so what do you think of that the world of video and stuff, the music world nowadays? Because it's, you know, in the olden days, we had, you know, bands would go around and play, and then you had music videos, MTV and VH1 and all that sort of stuff was really big. But now it seems to be, how do you make it in the music world, or what goes on nowadays? How is it for a musician like yourself?
I'd say it's still really good, but I'd say it is harder, if you know what I mean, because I think it's really, the market is really flooded with so many artists now. And in some ways it's good because a lot of artists are going quite independent, you know, so they're representing themselves, putting music out there, uploading it onto Spotify and other music platforms. And all that's a lot more possible to do, as I guess years ago now, maybe 10 years ago or so, you wouldn't be able to just distribute to a site on your own as an artist and sort of, you know, reach those platforms. But I think the problem with that, it can sometimes be harder to be heard because there's so many different voices out there now. Not that there wasn't before, but I think
it was more streamlined.
Yeah. Technology wise, it's done differently now, isn't it? It's a lot more accessible, I'd say, in some ways. Depends where you look at it.
Right, but it's hard to find people. Like before, you could just flip on the music channel and you hear all the latest videos, and it just everything gets put on there, and that's what you did. Now there is no center. Now it's just wherever. You go wherever and listen, and it can be Spotify, it can be Apple, it can be whatever, and you never know what you're going to get.
That's true. You could find like loads of different artists that have been unheard, and all of a sudden you can think, oh, they're really good, I might listen to them. So yeah, there's pros and cons to it, really, I'd say. I think in some ways it's amazing.
Not a lot of money to this, but there's a lot less than it used to be. It used to be because, you know, they would have to go out and buy your album or CD or tape. And now everybody downloads and plays, and you don't really get the same on streaming either, do you?
No, I know what you mean. It is much harder in that way. But it's a strange one because it's both good and it's got both good and bad points, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's even for writing, it's a struggle, right?
You
know, and there's a lot of people, I know there's a lot of people that get their material copied and resold through other means online, right? So there's all sorts of bad stuff going on. It always has been, but it's just, I was just wondering. So you must have, when are you going to go out on the road again, or are you?
Oh, well, I would love to. I'm planning on summertime, really. I'd love to like do a mini tour, whether it was around the UK. That would be absolutely awesome. But I'd also like to sort of experiment with more like film and TV, because I feel like some of my music would kind of fit to sort of a series. You know, at the beginning of some series, I feel like it would kind of fit. There's a song that, well, I'm planning, I'm very excited. The song has been recorded and it's ready to go, but I'm planning to release it in the next month or two. And it's, should I give the title away? I can give the title away,
sure, can't I?
It sounds very dramatic, but it's not as violent as it sounds, honestly. It's called Shot You Down. Sounds a bit aggressive, but no, there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
But I'll be releasing that. And it reminds me a little bit like a Bond theme, possibly. But I could again hear that on like a series, you know, one of the sort of haunting ones. So
right.
That would be some avenue I'd like to go with it as well.
Oh, well, maybe the new TV series Michael Hawley's in will adapt it.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
You never know. But I don't know. I don't know if it fits with porn movies.
Oh, crikey, no, absolutely.
Oh, well, we tried.
Oh, dear.
So where do you see this going? Like, what kind of is in your mind, like when you're a musician like yourself and you do some acting and modeling and all that, you got all this stuff going on, do you have a plan in your mind? You got something that you are seeking out, or something? Do you see yourself in a future of 20 years and got it kind of mapped out, or how is it lined up for you?
I feel like more than anything, I would absolutely love to to be recognised, I guess, a bit more. I know that's something that a lot of artists do aspire to be, but whether it was, you know, just to be recognised more as a recording artist, just to be played on a film or TV show in the background, I think that would be an ambition of mine that I'd really like to see, possibly more in the next 2 to 3 years. I'd love to be at that stage. And I know that that's what a lot of people, artists like myself, are looking for. But you've just got to keep going and never give up because, you know, one door can close, but another one can always open. And the people that do get somewhere are the ones that don't give up. And that's what I mean. There's a lot of people out there with a lot of talent. So just go with it. Don't ever, like, stop at the last hurdle. You've got to keep going. That's what I always say.
That's good.
Yeah, who would you like to
The drive
with?
Is there. Come on.
Yeah, try keep the drive alive.
Drive alive.
Well, who would you like to work with? Anybody?
Oh, artists in general.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I'd definitely like to work with Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Strangely enough. That's put me... Oh, do you know who I really like? It's from the UK. I love Lewis Capaldi. And actually, as you mentioned it, when you said about Taylor Swift,
right.
I would absolutely love, it's a dream, I know, it's a dream, but I would love to sort of do a duet with her or something. I think that would be great because I really like her, you know, her country influences within her music, and I feel that's somewhere I can cross over to do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to kind of do that as well.
Lewis Capaldi's funny. I'm.
Oh
I
want to
get him
hilarious.
On the show. He's pretty hilarious. I want to get him on next. He's really funny guy, you know. I like the way he handles himself.
Me too. I think it's because obviously he's got an amazing voice. He's incredible. But I just think what gets everybody as well is just that he's so down to earth. You know, he's a normal guy. He's got lots of banter. You know, he just has a laugh and a joke. He doesn't take life too seriously. And I just think people absolutely love him for that.
Yeah.
You know, he's just... It's brilliant. I could watch him talk all day as well as sing.
Yeah, and I think that's the trick, right? I think that it's becoming who you are. It's becoming real and being in public that way. You know what I mean? Like when you have a public persona, if it's really who you are, I think it's a real real four-star thing. You're going to do really well if you can be yourself in public.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Do you know what I think as well? Cause that's a really good point. I feel like, I guess in the past sometimes, maybe with past artists, I don't know, you might have a different opinion, but I feel like sometimes there's that image, and there's that image that we see up there on the TV, and there's that image that they've actually got in the background. But I think what people like Lewis have got and Adele have got, for example, is you can tell it's genuine. They're just genuinely them all the time. And I think in a way it's good for the public because it's making them realise it's not this fake thing of, oh, I'm just going to be this person to sell these records. It's kind of like they are who they are. And I think that just encourages people in life to be proud of it and embrace their individuality as well, rather than sort of pretending to put something on that's not true. So in some ways, I think that's how music should be represented, you know, as real and authentic as possible.
Yeah, I think that's the secret. That's the trick to anything, you know, whether you're acting, TV, radio, music, anything. It's just they get what they see. They know what they're getting, people, you know, once they know who you are. And I think that's, he came out of the gate just being himself right from the get-go. So, he still did it. You know, he still made really successful. So I think that's great. I think I'm glad that things like that are happening.
Me too.
He didn't win the Grammy.
Oh,
no.
Oh, he's brilliant. He will one day.
No.
Definitely.
But he was quite funny because he went up to go to the bathroom, he said, and then someone wanted to take his seat. And he didn't want to give it up. And he didn't realize that what they do at the Grammys, they hire people to fill the seats. So when you get up to go to the bathroom or do something, these people run and sit down because they keep it all looking full.
Ah, interesting.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so...
I didn't know that.
That's a cute story. It's funny. Because then he was like, well, I'm still using it. Like, it was pretty funny, actually, when he tells that story. It's pretty funny. he's a good guy. That's good. I'm glad to see good people make it. You know, well, that's awesome. Fascinating. So what do you got? You got that new song coming out, or you figure in a month or so.
Yes.
You got any acting or shows or any, what else is coming out? You're going to write a book? Like what's going on?
Oh, I would love to write a book. You know, I've never written a book. Maybe an autobiography. You never know. Never know. I feel like I need a few years on me yet to do one of those.
Yeah.
But
you know, you're a little young to be doing Pamela Lee book.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. I need a bit more time.
Yeah. You need a little bit more.
A few years on me yet. Maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
But I think more than anything is just plans to just keep bringing out more and more music, hoping that people enjoy it too. Possibility of getting music on films, which is an avenue that I'm looking at the moment. And just the future is looking bright, so just keep going and just being open to any opportunity that comes.
Have you got a band? Have you got a band you play with, or people you play with, or no? Do you hire them?
Yeah. So my really good friend of mine, Harry, is really, really super talented. And I write a lot of my music with him. So a few of the songs that I put out recently, like Hearts on the Line, Hopes and Dreams, Butterfly, I wrote that with him because I feel like we seem to blend really well as like a team when we write music. And sometimes it usually starts where he's playing a guitar and then I'll come on and work with the lyrics that way. And usually he comes to gig with me as well. So yeah, there's lots of opportunities to go and work with Harry, but he's also done incredible in the past with his music, and he kind of wanted to take more of a step of being more the producer rather than fronting it as a singer.
Right.
And then just doing the songwriting part. But he did so well because he got one of his songs on Radio 1, which is, that is like the deal. That is where I'm heading, hopefully with it as well. So he achieved that, which is absolutely awesome, because not everybody gets to go on that main national station, because that's like the biggest one you can get on in the UK. So
right, of course. And that's Harry. So is that Prince Harry or
Prince Harry? Harry David is called. Okay. Is very, very talented. Bless him.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't want them to get mixed up. I mean,
listeners
in LA are going to think, "Whoa, she's who's that girl that was singing with Prince Harry?"
Oh, that would be cool, wouldn't it? I wonder if he sings. You know.
Oh, Megan would come scratch her eyes out. Come on.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to do a duet.
She'll
take you. I
don't
think it would go down very well.
Yeah, she'll take you down. The last thing you need to do is be on in that drama. There's too much going on, you know.
Oh, crying.
You know, the next thing you'll be on a Netflix series, the breakup of Harry and Meghan, and then it's got Chloe comes in like a lightning bolt.
And then have your song there, though.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, we could get the song in there, absolutely.
Yeah, you can get lots of background music, a lot of listens that way. And
hey,
you got it made. Well,
absolutely.
So how do people find you? Like, where do you want people to come to find you? Do you have like a street address or a phone number, website? Like, what is it in today's world? Where do you want people to find you?
Yeah, so first of all, if you're listening, feel free to message me on Instagram. I'm on there, which is Chloe Rose. So that's Chloe Rose. So it's Chloe with a Y. It's a little bit quirky. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, also Spotify. So all the music platforms, if you head over to Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, all the main platforms, my music is on there available. So please do follow. Please feel free to message me. I'm super, super nice. I promise. I'm always willing to have a chat with anybody. Any advice as well, if there's people that are starting out in music. It's just great to be on the show. But, yeah, even great if somebody follows. That'd be brilliant too.
Yeah, and your website is...
Yes, so it's www.chloerose.com.
Fantastic.
Chloe with a Y.
Chloe with a Y.
Yeah.
That's what you should call yourself.
Chloe with a Y.
You should just call yourself Chloe with a Y.
See, it's unique.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Think about it.
Oh, yes. Get right in. I like this.
Yeah, that could be your American name, right? They'll love that.
Oh, it could, couldn't it?
Chloe with a Y. Z.
Chloe with a Y.
Well, anyway, it's certainly been a pleasure. Glad you came on, and hope you do well. And then you'll remember us little guys when you become really big and famous. You know?
Well, you're already number one, you guys. So you could, you know, you could be there before me.
Well,
but I'd love to. You know, I'd love to speak to you up both again at some point. That would be ace. I've really enjoyed the show, and you're both hilarious.
Great.
You're both a good team, you two.
Well,
so I can imagine you get a lot of listeners enjoying listening to your topics daily.
Yeah,
so,
it's the only thing that keeps me from getting fired is because there's a lot of people.
Oh,
the ratings were bad then.
They're
biting at the. They're waiting to drop me. They're like, get rid of this guy.
Oh gosh.
Terrible, man.
No, there won't be. Oh. They'd make a mistake. You're good.
No,
they'd make a mistake doing that, I tell you.
Too old. It's bald. Cranky old guy. No, we don't. We've got to get rid of him. Put someone young in there. Young and beautiful.
Your voices don't sound old, though, at all.
See?
Your
they stay the
do
same.
Not sound old.
They stay the same.
Chloe, Al's, old, Al's 26. He just sounds old.
26. Yeah, I'm going to the clubs in the 80s.
Yeah,
I remember when Boy George started. God. And back then I was still old enough to go, so I'm old.
Yeah, I could moonwalk back in the old days.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'd love to moonwalk.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, he can do a lot.
Yeah, then trip. You know, that's another story.
He ends up in the hospital.
Yeah. Slip afterwards.
That's okay. He's in the Michael Jackson wing.
See? You? Yeah, my hair's on flames. I'm ready to go.
That's right. Yeah. Well, our guest today has been the great Chloe Rose. That's Chloe with a Y. And we're glad you're here. And, of course, everything will be up on our website. They can find you one click. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've absolutely loved it.
Nice speaking with you, Chloe.
Oh, you too.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show is over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show is over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.